it is time for sport now, and New Zealand's newest top tennis player, Lulu Soon, has had the biggest win of her professional career. After switching allegiances to New Zealand from Switzerland in March, the 23-year-old is rising up the world rankings following a big win in Florida. We're joined by sports reporter Felicity Reid. Tell us about the big win in Florida.
So it was the $100,000 World Tennis Tour tournament in Bonita Springs, Florida. So she convincingly won that final 6-1, 6-3 over American teenager Maya Joint. So Lulu had won 6 lower-ranked tournaments before. That's a W80, a W50, a W25, and 3 W15s. So those numbers there refer to the amount of money that you get for winning. So a W100 is a bit of a bump in a paycheck for somebody like her as well. So definitely the biggest win of her professional career. And one that is really, she was under a bit of pressure for it because she was second seed. And as somebody is now, New Zealand is taking a little bit more of attention as to what she's doing during her normal playing career as well. So she'd won 83% of the points when she got her first serve in, managed to break her opponent 5 times in the final. So very convincing there. And this win will see her reach potentially a career high world ranking of 132. And what makes this important is that she'll now be able to get, it makes it a little bit closer to getting that direct entry into the Grand Slams. It's something that obviously all tennis players wanting to be getting into. And it wasn't that she'd only won the singles title today. She then backed it up and went out for the doubles with her Hungarian partner, and they won the title off her Greek and Ukrainian pairing as with 6-4, 7-5. So that also boosted her doubles ranking up around 100 places to 323. And the benefit of that is she represented New Zealand for the first time last month at the Billie Jean Cup, but now she could be representing New Zealand flying the flag at the Olympics as part of the doubles with Erin Routliffe. So that's another opportunity as well with the increase in her doubles rankings as well.
And in netball, a bit of bad news for the Central Pulse and Sylve Ferns.
Yes, centre Maddie Gordon could be out for up to 12 weeks. She left the court in the last round of the ANZ Premiership against the Steel, and now she's had scans which have confirmed she has significant ligament damage and sprain to her ankle. So she was the player of the competition last season. That was the award she picked up at the end, and she's kind of continued on in the same vein, ranking highly in all those things that are important in netball for mid-quarters, feeds into the circle, intercepts, deflections. But the Pulse have been unbeaten after 4 rounds into the season, and they didn't really need her yesterday. And they had a big comeback win over the Mystics. They overcame an 11-goal halftime deficit to win 52-47. But a lot of that actually came down to a recall for former Silver Ferns mid-quarter, Claire Kirsten. She answered an SOS for her old side. She retired last year after 2 seasons with the Magic and 8 with the Pulse. She took to the court yesterday and played 53 minutes at centre for the competition leaders. So that was a bit of a, you know, someone good to have in your books to come back at a time like this is an injury hit, but you are leading the competition. But the 4th round of the ANZ Premiership wraps up tonight with the unbeaten Tactics playing the Magic, who are 1 win and 2 losses so far this season.
Thank you, Felicity. That is our sports reporter, Felicity Reid, there.